Well, as we approach Thanksgiving now, rolling into it, my staff and I are so thankful for you. Let me tell you something. You have propelled this program to heights that it has never reached before. 559 affiliates now, and it continues to grow. Those of you who are part of the Coast Insiders Club, thank you, too, for all that you do, and I hope you enjoy that. But just thanks. You know, I want to get 2003 off and running. We've got a great series of years ahead as we go through the very strange times on our planet, and we're going to all do it together. But all of you, each and every one of you listening to this program right now, wherever you may be, whether you're driving in your car, at home, or wherever you are, do we just really truly want to thank you for participating, being active with this program, and being so loyal. I have never seen in my history of broadcasting, and I've been in it for a long, long time, such a passion that comes from listeners in all my life. And you're truly remarkable. We're going to have open lines for you this hour. We're going to have wide open lines. Plus, give us a call about miracles. I want to know what happened in your life, something dramatic that you witnessed that changed your life, whether you were saved from going over a cliff, you name it. Share it with us, and I'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. What are you doing on Thanksgiving? I've got a household of people coming in, of course, my kids, and then I do one thing that's a tradition, of course, before the show, because I've got to rush off to get ready for the program tomorrow night. But I will invite people who generally don't have family members, people who, you know, are by themselves, or, you know, people that I've known throughout the years that live in the greater St. Louis area. And I just invite them over, and they pop over and they have a great time, and it's a good feeling for me. And to me, that's the spirit of all this. That's what this is all about. So, you know, people come and people go, and making a couple turkeys to satisfy them, and I hope it's enough. Let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Hello, George. God bless all of you and the Coast to Coast listeners, and I hope y'all have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
You too.
You and your family. And I just wanted to say, you know, I've been going through a lot with my mom, and because of y'all's prayers and stuff, I was telling the call screener, and she's gotten better and better, George. So I just wanted to thank all of y'all at Coast to Coast, because y'all have a great, just great impact on things, and I wanted to thank y'all, and I had an idea for you.
Sure.
There's an author named Bill Scott, and The Day Satan Called. That's his book, and what happened was a demon actually called his radio show. So that might be, I wonder, has that ever happened to you, George?
I've had demons call, absolutely. You know that.
Okay, George, God bless you. Y'all take it easy. Thank you, George.
Okay. I don't want to know what happened to Oscar. He used to call us a long, long time ago. I mean, I think he was Satan's spawn or something like that. I mean, he creeped me out. He creeps me out more than JC. JC's just a whacked out guy. But Oscar, there's something wrong with that guy. Let's go to Tamara in Ogden, Utah. Welcome to the program. Hi, Tamara.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And
my
happy
pleasure.
Thanksgiving to everyone.
You too. So have you cooked yet, or are you going to do that earlier today?
I'm not cooking. We're all going to go to a movie and eat popcorn.
Oh, Silver, what's the movie? Which one are you going to?
Well, the kids are going to Happy Feet 2, and we're going to Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. Super.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that Marilyn Monroe. No, I want to see that Marilyn Monroe movie that's coming out. That's just out now, I guess.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
I think it's 1 week with Marilyn, and her career just it fascinates me. Things that she went through and the way she reached stardom and stuff. So I may do that. I normally wait till they hit the DVDs, but that one I might go to.
Oh, this one, yeah. Her life was fascinating.
Yeah, sure was. So you're going to pop a little popcorn, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm going to let them do it and put that nasty old popcorn
butter on it. You know what? Once in a while is not going to hurt you.
No, and it's good every now and then, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Just bring enough napkins.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we're going to do that. This will be the first time ever on Thanksgiving. So
I remember as a kid, I did that. Ate a lot of popcorn, buttery popcorn, and I didn't have napkins. And you know what? You just get it all over the place, especially as a kid.
I can't imagine not having napkins.
Oh, no, you got to do that. All right. Well, good. You have a great time.
Thank you. Oh,
but you have a miracle to tell me, don't
I
you?
I do.
All right. Good.
I was married to a bad guy, and I was trying to get home. And the only way I could do it was sell my van and buy a motorcycle because we didn't have any money. So he taught me how to go from first to second gear on a motorcycle in a skating rink lot in Florida. So I packed this bike up with 50 pounds worth of stuff and a chihuahua and a Tupperware box and took off. Never turned a corner, never anything, but...
You knew how to start it, right?
Yeah. And I got to Texas, and we hit the weirdest weather. I mean, winds were going east and west and north and south. I mean, like 50, 70 mile an hour winds. We shouldn't even have been out there. I was so scared. I was crying so hard I couldn't see anything. And I just got this kind of peaceful feeling, and something grabbed the handlebars and took control of that bike and got me out of those winds. And it's either God or my guardian angel, but it was a definite, they grabbed hold of it. I mean, I could have let go of the handlebars and it would have gone.
That's truly a miracle.
It is. I would have been dead.
And when you say you were involved with a bad guy, what's a bad guy?
He wasn't a nice guy, and he took advantage of people, and he took advantage of me. We got married, but it was annulled a year and a half later. That's how bad the judge thought he was. Just a biker that gives a biker a bad name, you know.
The bad bikers, because a lot of bikers I know are pretty good people.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying, the one that gives them the bad name. He just was not a good guy.
Well, I'm glad you got out of that.
Yes, I've been away from him for years and years, but, and then after that, we went and slept on picnic tables, and I opened my eyes because my dog jumped down out of my sleeping bag, and I saw the devil, and I closed my head and shook my eyes, and he was still there. So I know the devil was with him, and God was with me on this trip.
Well, that is good. Picnic tables, huh? That's not very comfortable, is it?
No, great big cement picnic tables in a...
I have a feeling you have been all over the place, haven't you?
I have been all over the place. I have, and it's been great.
All right, well, enjoy Thanksgiving and have a great time at the movie.
You too. Thanks for letting me talk.
Okay, absolutely. Let's go to John in Agency, Iowa. Welcome to the program. Hey, John, thanks for calling.
Hey there, George. How you doing tonight?
Good. Doing well.
Well, I had some questions for you. I was kind of wondering, get your take on the Norway spiral and the spiral in Western Canada and the Dome of the Rock UFO, and I do have a miracle to tell you.
Okay. Well, the spiral is unusual. Some say, of course, it was a rocket, and I don't know. To me, it is some kind of strange phenomenon. It really is. What could have been is it a weapon or some kind of thing?
Rock. You know, I don't know if you've seen that video.
Yeah, that's great. That's great UFO video.
You know, when you guys were saying, you know, talking about the second coming and stuff, you know, and I would believe, I mean, there's a lot of people that believe that, and I would assume that the people that have seen this video that do have true faith would believe that maybe he is back and maybe he has come back.
The way that video, that UFO took off, it just, you know, choong, it was gone. I mean, it was amazing. But hit us with your miracle story. Go ahead.
My miracle story, my grandmother, she was laying on her deathbed, and she was 2 hours from passing away. And I told her, I whispered in her ear, I told her, you know, Grandma, if you make it to the other side, come back and tell me you made it okay and that you're safe, you know, and sound in heaven. I'd say about 3 days later, in the middle of a deep sleep, she came to me, and she was in the house where I was at, you know, how it was when she was alive. And she told me that she had made it to heaven and that she was safe and that I had nothing to worry about.
I love it. That is a great story. It changes your perspective on life, doesn't it? Yep. It really does.
Okay, thank you. You have a good night.
You too, John. Enjoy the day. Let's go. By the way, the Detroit Lions are playing the Green Bay Packers. Lions playing on Thanksgiving is tradition all the time. And even though Green Bay is undefeated, Detroit's got a shot this time. I mean, they are pretty darn good. And let's just see what happens there. Let's go next to Marion, Ohio. Jerry's with us. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, George. Good to talk to you again.
Good. I'm glad you got through. You're all set for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I usually spend it at my folks' house every day or every year, and my mom's going to come and pick me up tomorrow.
Super.
I recently lost my license because of a DUI. Uh-huh. I called in before, George, about a nine lives line, and I'm lucky to be alive. I'm a walking miracle. I've had six DUIs, and I've driven in blackouts before. It's a wonder I haven't had any crashes or killed somebody or myself.
Or yourself and others, yeah. Six of
and
them.
My I got in a little bit of recovery, and I'm straightening things out now.
Good. But is it difficult? Is it difficult for you to stop?
No, not really. I was clean and sober for 5 years at one time, a couple of years here and there, and I usually pick back up. But I can't afford to do anything right now. I've been out of work for a few years. But I wanted to talk about another miracle also, and I was suicidal one time. I was playing around with a loaded weapon in my living room, and it went off accidentally, and it shot away from me, thank God. But I didn't find any kind of bullet casing or a hole in the wall or anything. And to me, that's a miracle. It's like disappeared into thin air.
And when you say you were suicidal, why'd you have the gun? Were you thinking about doing it?
Well, I was, but I really didn't want to. I don't know that, you know, I looked down the barrel of it, even though it was loaded, but I just didn't have the cojones, I guess you could say, to do it.
No, I think you had the brains not to do it, Jerry.
Yeah, that's true, possibly.
Big difference. Okay, thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving. Like, I don't care how bad things are. Nothing's that bad. All right, nothing's that bad. There is an exception. If you are in tremendous pain, perhaps you're dying, and you know, you do a Jack Kevorkian, that's a different matter. But you know, if you're emotionally distraught, things are going to get better eventually. And hang in there, just hang in there. Let's go to Kevin in Springfield, Massachusetts. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you very much for taking my call, sir.
Of course. You are welcome.
I appreciate it very much.
What's new in Springfield?
Nothing really. I mean, the weather has finally stopped raining.
Yeah, it's been raining in St. Louis a lot, too. You've got a miracle for me, Kevin, or just a general question?
No, actually, I had a life-changing experience that happened to me.
What happened?
Oh, you're not going to believe it, but I've been in a down spiral for a few years now, and
okay. It
finally happened to a serious situation to me that sort of woke me up, but it still hasn't really changed me. But anyways, here's my story.
Okay.
I went out one night to the bars, and I was having a good time drinking and everything, and whenever I do shots, I always end up in a blackout. So all of a sudden, I'm in a blackout. I don't remember leaving the bar. And so I ended up somewhere, somehow, some way, and I ended up the next day losing my wallet, losing my cell phone, and then the next day, somebody called my cell phone contact and contacted one of my workers and told him, hey, I found your cell phone here, so let the guy know that I got it so he can get it back. So that was a kind of a good thing, even though that I didn't know what the problem was and how he got it or where it came from or nothing, but I got my cell phone back. And then, it was very peculiar, the next day, I got my wallet back in my mailbox. But I had money in there, and naturally, I wasn't going to get the money back. But
right.
I got my wallet back. But the weirdest thing about it is, I can't come to the center of myself to how any of it even occurred, because I was in a blackout. And when I did come home, I was in a horrible mess. My pants were down to my ankles. I slammed into my door. My old lady let me in, and my face was all bruised up and scraped. My knee was scraped. My elbow was hurting. And she was so scared that she called the ambulance, and they came, and they just checked me out, and they couldn't do nothing. So that was the end of that. But still, it was a life-changing event, and it probably had an effect on me for like a couple of weeks. But then after that, I get stupid again.
Ah, See, you should have kept. You should have kept at it, Kev. Then you would have been. You would have been fine. Keep pushing. Forge ahead. Evan in Bangor, Maine. It's your turn. Hi, Ev.
Hey, George. It's an honor. I've grown up listening to you.
Thank you.
Kind of a strange experience that still affects me every time I let my dogs out. I've rescued pit bulls my whole life, and I had one in particular. It was kind of a sad case. It was she was confiscated from a biker gang.
Ooh.
And they basically bred them for aggression only and fighting, which I detest. And I've lived in this one house for about 10 years and let the dog out in the yard. I always watch her real close and no neighbors around. And never had a problem. She got quilled by a couple of porcupines. She bites them. She's killed snakes. She's killed squirrels. Any small animal, she'll get it. She's 103 pounds. And I turn my back. I hear this yelping, like yelping for her life. I turn around.
From her, right?
Yeah, her yelping, screaming. Huh. I'd never heard anything like it. And I turn around, and right there in the middle of my driveway, she's on her back, and there's this creature on pinning her down on top of her.
What do you mean, a creature?
It was a black animal of some kind. It was about 2 or 3 feet long in the body, had a 2-foot-long tail, shiny black fur, a very strange, small face, piercing eyes. Looked like it was about to, you know, kill her. I don't know how she ended up on her back. I mean, this was a split second. I turn around, I hear the yelping. I turn around, she's on her back, and this animal's on top of her. A thin-bodied creature, but about the same length as her.
Maybe a chupacabra. What happened? How'd you get rid of the thing?
She's yelping the whole time, screaming at the top of her lungs. I yelled and this animal turns and looks at me. It's got these piercing eyes, dark eyes, no color at all, just almost black eyes.
Did it have like a rat face?
Yeah, definitely a small, kind of ratty looking face, scary, you know, look, and looked at me. Kind of, you know, thought about it for a second. I was going to go down there and try to fight it off or something, but when it looked at me, I just froze. And it seemed like it thought better of it, turned around, and just in two bounds was over 20 feet into the woods. And there's been rumors around this area. Some people call it a cat. Some people have said a panther. That hybrid mutant thing went around here, that this creature is in the woods in this area, kills dogs.
Well, and you have no doubt that whatever this was is very unusual. You haven't seen these things before.
Oh, no. I've talked to people. I've talked to game wardens about it. You know, they're pretty skeptical. They're kind of like, you know, how could this have happened? Some people said it was a bear, which it definitely was not. And
it definitely wasn't a Black Panther, was it?
No. It wasn't any kind of an animal I've ever seen. It was... It seemed otherworldly to me, and I've always been kind of a skeptic, but, you know, this is something that I don't think, and I'm into biology, you know, I don't think this is a creature that's known to science, and this dog, she's not afraid of anything.
No, well, she was on this one. It sounds like a chupacabra. It really does. Hey, stay with us. We're going to come back. We're going to Colorado Springs, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Kilauea in Hawaii, and all over the place with more open line calls. I'm George Dory, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Well, as I've been mentioning for about a month or so, we will have a live program for you on Thanksgiving night. So after you relax, sit back and enjoy the program. It's going to be a two-part show, by the way. The first half with a split show, we're going to be talking with Eric Herm about his thoughts about GMO foods and just what you can do to protect yourself. And then Jeff Hilling joins us for a couple hours as we talk about the great Bigfoot mystery. You're going to enjoy that too. We'll be back in a moment with final open line calls on Coast to Coast AM. Ah, here we go, making the turn. Let us go back to the phones now in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Effie. Hi, Effie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to tell a quick story about what happened to me in 1978.
Okay.
I was living in the South. I won't say where because of the nature of the story, but I had guests on Thanksgiving Day, so they had all left. I had gone to sleep. I was married at the time with some other people staying there, at the house, and I hear this shrill, like, scream coming from my husband, and what he had done was check the electric heater in the house because we were trying to cut back on the propane that we were using at the time because it's considerably expensive even back then.
Oh, sure.
So we were using an electric heater because of the nature of where we really, you know, weren't in the dead of winter. So he pulls the curtain back to plug in the electric heater, and he notices that the recording studio that we had was burned to the ground.
Oh,
and when he screamed, I woke up from a dream that I was having, and in the dream, I saw Jesus Christ, who I have as my Lord and Savior. But at that time, I was a new Christian, so I didn't know too much about the walk with the Lord. But he was in this dream, and he was surrounding us. As I saw him, I was watching his feet, and he was dressed in incredible flowing robes, and he had such a countenance. I can't even describe the details of his face because of the light that surrounded him.
Yeah, it was that bright, but huh?
I knew it was him. So I watched his feet, and each time he took a step, he was going from one mountain peak to the other, and he just kept walking in a circle around this area that where we lived that was surrounded by mountains. I wouldn't call them actually mountains. They were more like hills, high hills.
Big hills, yeah.
Big, yeah. So when I hear my husband screaming, I realized that we had been protected. The propane gas tank was located right under our bedroom window.
Oh,
and
geez.
It was 500 gallons of
propane. Oh, that's like a bomb.
And the recording studio was only 15 feet from the propane tank. So, you know, and then the way the building burned, it fell in, and none of the trees were singed. And it was surrounded by trees.
Boy, you were protected.
No question. I was spared.
That's the way to do it. Hey, thanks, Effie. Have a great Thanksgiving. Next up, let's go to Vallejo, California. John, it's your turn. Thanks for holding so long.
Thank you, Mr. Norrie.
You are welcome.
One thing is, coming across Texas, I fell asleep. And as usual, you wake up when the road gets rough.
Yeah.
I was driving a small sports car, and it went into a spin, and I wound up on the other side of the road in the ditch. So happened there was two truckers coming across. And one of the truckers was expecting the axle to break, and the other one was expecting to turn over. So something saved me.
Something did, absolutely. That's
but the other reason I called, one, I'll make a short comment about your last caller near the propane tank. You may or may not know that during Vietnam, they dropped propane tanks out of the back end of C-130s. To clear helicopter pads in the dense jungle. And it would flatten everything up to about a mile. And anything within the mile was blasted by the audio.
Jeez. Well, did they explode on impact?
They had a probe, basically like a stick, about 6 feet in front of the tank,
see.
And it would detonate about 6 feet or so off the above ground, and you had the blast going down and out. So you can talk to people that, or maybe run into people that actually were in the operations.
Okay, yeah, that is pretty powerful. Hey, thank you. Next up, let's go to Kilauea in Hawaii. Hello, Charles, go ahead.
Hello, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too. I hear it's been cold in Hawaii lately, hasn't it?
Oh, just a tiny snap. The weather's usually uniformly good.
Good.
But I'd like to talk about Maxwell's demon and the second law of thermodynamics and entropy and things like that, because your guests have gradually filled you in on that.
Yes, they have. They've almost given us PhDs in physics.
Oh, boy, but I'd like to continue in that vein, but come to a different conclusion that it would be possible to violate the second law of thermodynamics, and then we'd have abundant energy, even though we can't say that the goal being so good is reason to have it happen, but so I'd have to kind of prove that it can happen.
Can you?
Just by bookish evidence, Maxwell's Demon is a good place to start. That he was one of your guests recently was saying that the demon has to evaluate the temperature of a oncoming gas particle, and then decide whether to open the door or close the door, and that takes more energy and work and effort than you get by sorting it out. But there was a simplification later called Somowski's trap door, where the gas particle, just by knocking into the door, opens it and goes through. So I think you don't have any problems at all, any energy investment in that, so you can do it.
Do you think they want to find that kind of energy source for us? See, I don't, Charles.
There's a lot of scientific inertia about it. So I don't know if it's an active, I don't think it's an active conspiracy so much as teachers telling students forever that it can't be done.
Well, that's a good possibility too. Thanks, Charles. Next up, we go to Lisa in Grants Pass, Oregon. Hi, Lisa. Lisa, you with us? Oh, Lisa, you hung up. Oh, well, Roger's in London, Ontario, in Canada. Go ahead, Roger.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Glad to talk to you. I wanted to take an opportunity to wish you and all your lovely American listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Canada obviously celebrated Thanksgiving last month, but nevertheless, we're still, you know, arm in arm with our American neighbors. And I wanted to just encourage everyone to just continue to be thankful for even the small things in their lives, you know, despite the economy and all the bad news and all that. I'm visually impaired. You know, we got it rough, you know, going through life being visually impaired or even having a disability, but we're no different than anyone else. And I just wanted to encourage everyone with a disability or any kind of challenge in their life, just, you know, keep on keeping on. You know, whenever life drops something on you, it's just an opportunity to pick up something else. So seize that opportunity.
And you know what? Just waking up in the morning, Roger, is a pretty good gift, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm thankful for every day because it represents another opportunity for me to encounter and to discover.
Good for
myself
you.
Myself and people around me.
Good. You know what? I think you've got a lot of positive energy around you. People like to be around you, don't they?
Hey, how'd you know? Good thinking.
Oh, yeah, I can tell. I can just tell with your voice and your passion and your energy.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. God bless you. Have a nice Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your program.
Okay, Raj, you too. You can tell some people who have energy. One day, we're going to do a show where I'm going to guess your ages, and you got to be very honest with me, but I'm going to do it by voice. And sometimes I'm right on, sometimes I'm way off. We're going to do that. Let's go to, Dabaj in Nashville, Tennessee. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, you did. Thank you
okay.
so much for having me on.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes, I'd just like to first thank you for everything, because I've been a long-time listener for about a year.
Well, thank
you. All right, here it goes right here. God has done a lot for me in my life, and I just want to share my story with everybody.
All right, I'd like to hear it.
Okay. About 2 days ago, I had a dream about God coming back. I was walking where I live at in Nashville. I was walking, and I saw this big mountain of clay, and everybody was running, but I was the only one calm. And everybody was, you know, you read in the Bible where, you know, people would die at looking at God because they couldn't believe him, that he's real, you know, they didn't believe in him, people would die. And people started dying and things like that. Actually, this clay stuff was actually, when I looked into the sky, I saw two stars that start spinning. And the clay formed pictures of Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, all the great people that changed, you know, life's course.
Right.
And, I just wanted to share that, but I also have another thing. God proved to me that the devil was real. And I know as weird as this sounds, he did.
Well, he is real. I agree with you, DeBosch. The devil is real.
Okay, but when I was about 5 or 6, I didn't really know who the devil was. So I made a mistake by tempting the devil. I said, devil, if you real, scratch the underneath of my pillow. And I bullcrap you not. He scratched the underneath of my pillow. I didn't realize that at the time because I didn't know really, you know, what he was and things like that. But as I got older and read more on it, I was like, wow, that's, I would never do that again. And last year, I was in a car wreck on my birthday.
Oh, jeez. Happy birthday, DeBosch. Jeez.
Well, thank you. God saved me, trust me. I wasn't driving. My friend was driving. We was on the inside lane of the interstate. And this truck, Ford F-150, cut us off. And somehow, he just got nervous, and he let go of the wheel, and we crashed into the inside wall. And the car made a sharp right turn. Nobody was holding the wheel or anything. The car just made a sharp right turn. Now, when we're making this sharp right turn, we are going 5 lanes across the interstate. At this time, I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm finna die.
Yeah, you're done. You're toast.
Yes, but that did not happen. We ran off the interstate into this little wall or whatever, but I didn't die. And the only injury I have was a busted lip.
Well, you know what? That's not bad. That's not bad at all. Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm glad you're around to have a good Thanksgiving. Harry is in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and he's on Coast to Coast. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, good morning, George. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm a fellow Navy man. I spent 32 years in the Navy.
Well, that's fantastic. And, that far exceeds my 9, that's for sure.
Well, hey, you still serve. That's what counts. My miracle is I had a severe drinking problem several years ago, and I was in a car wreck. I wasn't wearing a seat belt. And they estimated I must have hit this bridge going about 85 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. You should have been a pancake.
I veered down into between the lanes and hit a guardrail post head on. And I bent the steering wheel about 90 degrees. And I seen this the next day. I didn't realize how bad it was.
How'd you get out of that, Harry?
Well, to be honest, George, I was intoxicated, and I was able to walk back to the bar I just left. It was about a half mile back into town, and they looked at me, and there's blood just gushing out of my nose. And the next day, like I said, the steering wheel was bent about 90 degrees, and I flew over and hit the door.
Gee, did you have any aches and pains like the next day?
Oh, my chest hurt for almost a week.
Yeah, you crushed it almost.
But I right there, I honestly believe there's a God, because there is no way I could have survived that crash.
No, not at all. You know, and sometimes they say, as strange as it is, if you're drunk when you get into an accident like that, you might be safer. I don't know why, but for some reason, your body just makes it. It's weird. But you're lucky to be alive. Sharon's in Missouri. Whereabouts in Missouri are you, Sharon?
It's a small town in the southwestern part of the state.
Okay.
And I'd rather not give the name, okay?
Well, that's all right. That's fine.
A couple of weeks ago, I have a friend who is one of the finest, best human beings I've ever known in my life. When people talk about a Christian, this woman is a living, breathing example of it. And she had a stroke.
Oh.
She's very important to a lot of people. And very, very important to me. And so God and I have always had a real close relationship. I never had that close relationship with Jesus, but God and I were very close.
Is she going to pull out of this?
Yes. I prayed, and lots of people have prayed and prayed and prayed. And so one night I came home from work, and I park in front of my house, and I face towards the small street that I live on. There's a beautiful golden tree that sits on the corner.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Nuri, I've always laughed at people that see the face of Christ in a potato or a slice of bread or what is that, you know.
Yeah, on toast.
I really doubted my sanity. But there was the most perfect image, as if it had been painted with leaves, leaf by leaf, of Christ with the crown of thorns in that tree. And I thought, all right, Sharon, you have lost it. Just give it up. You've lost it. For 4 nights, as I came home and I parked at different angles because I was trying to prove something to myself, I saw that image just as clear. And it gradually, you know, as the wind took the leaves,
it faded away.
Day after day, it gradually disappeared.
Yeah.
And I just, to me, it was a miracle. And my friend is recovering, and
good.
She's doing very well.
That is a miracle, indeed. You know, we're going to do some of these types of stories the Friday before Christmas Eve, which I'll be on for you. And you just can't compare to those stories. I mean, they're just too dramatic, too real, and everything else. Look, we're wrapping up tonight, but I want you all to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're with friends and family, those of you who happen to be alone, and some of you might be, enjoy the day, and then just turn on your radio, because we'll be here for you tomorrow night with an incredible Coast to Coast show. And, of course, we'll open up the phone lines and make it interactive for you as well. So enjoy the moment. And we're into the holiday season now, and it just can't be stopped. Here we go. Boom, boom, boom. I'll see you tomorrow night. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Will Wilkerson, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, we shall see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.